This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello and good afternoon. This is Laura with the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast. And today I have a special guest. I am joined by Adam Alvarado of Screen Mobile of Destin. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Laura. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited for you to share more about your business with myself and also our listeners. So I'm going to let you start us off by just telling us all about Screen Mobile.
Great. Well, thank you. Well, we are a local veteran-owned screening business, and I differentiate screening. We're not a mobile screen repair business. We're actually a home screen repair business. So basically anything having to do with screens, this includes window screens, motorized solar shades, awnings, pool enclosures, pool enclosure rescreens, retractable screens, based solar screens, anything that has a screen to do with it, that's something that we work with. And we're located here in Freeport, and our service area is large. It extends from the east side of the Destin Bridge all the way up to Alabama, which includes Crestview and Niceville and the Air Force Base there. And it goes east pretty much. Technically, it goes east to Callaway, but we are known to do work in Mexico Beach and Port St. Joe and even as far east as Tallahassee.
Wow. You cover a really large area then.
Yes.
So how many people do you have employed there? How many crews, or how does that work? How many people do you have there?
No, we have four crews. We have 11 Well, actually, no, I correct. We have 12 people total employed, but that makes up four crews, including an estimator, an operations manager, and a office manager. And those four crews can even be split up to one-man crews if need be. For us, a crew is two people. And what I like to tell people is those crews work directly for me. They're not subcontracted. So that gives people the peace of mind that, hey, if they have an issue or if they have a compliment, those compliments and complaints can come directly to me or my staff, my operations manager, and we can handle them. They're not subcontracted. These are people that we've vetted that work directly for.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your journey. How long has Screen Mobile been in business? And then how did you get into this business?
Well, great. I'm glad you asked that. So Screen Mobile is actually a national company. We're a franchise. But like I said, we are locally owned by myself. And Screenmobile itself has been around since the late 70s. It started in the Western United States, and we have over 150 different locations nationwide. There's even another Screenmobile in Pensacola. But to answer your question specifically, I am a retired Navy veteran, and when I was getting ready to retire, I always wanted to own and operate my own business. And the military offers programs to where they help you kind of find what fits. Originally, I didn't want to do the franchise route. I was going to open up a popsicle company down here, an adult popsicle company with alcoholic popsicles. And I had this headhunter, for lack of a better word, looking for opportunities for me. And he said, hey, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I like the food and beverage industry. Try to find something there for me. I don't want to do anything with home care, and I don't want to do anything with construction. And so he said, okay. And so, of course, the first three things he sent me were home care and construction. And so I'm like, come on, man. And so the fourth one he sent me, it was the third or fourth one, was Screenmobile. And I looked at everything he sent, you know, because I'm not going to pass up an opportunity, even if I think that I don't want to do it. And lo and behold, I'm glad I did it, because Screenmobile just made perfect sense with all of the insects, with the abundance of sunshine, with just the multitude of pool enclosures and screen enclosures in our area and people needing shade and bug protection. It just was a no-brainer. And so that's kind of what brought me here to open the company. And so I just went ahead and did it.
That's awesome. That's such a great story. So yeah, in this area, if you want to spend time outside almost year round, which we can, you need that shade or like you mentioned, the bugs. You need that protection from the mosquitoes and everything else. You don't have to have a pool to need a screen. A lot of people have, you know, a screen of some sort. So yeah, that's great. So where are you originally from then?
So I'm originally from Louisiana.
Okay. It's not too far away.
No, not far away at all. Yeah, born and raised in Louisiana, joined the Navy, saw the world. And my wife is an Edward Jones advisor down on 38. And so she did that the last 5 years I was in the Navy. So once I retired, I moved down here to be with her and the kids. And that's where we've been for about the last 10 years.
Okay. Very nice. So what do you guys like to do for fun? I mean, we live in a great place. So what do you and your family like to do when you're not working?
Well, when I'm not working, I'm pretty much a soccer dad.
Okay.
So, you know, my boys are very active. I have twin boys and they are in high school. And they both play on the soccer team. They both play travel soccer. One of them plays in the band. Another one does other extracurricular activities that require us to travel to Orlando or, you know, or other cities to support them. So that's really kind of what I do. I do that. And then I also, I mentioned that my son is in the high school band. I am also a musician. And so I play recreationally at this point. I actually am in the band that is in New Orleans. So some weekends I will go to New Orleans and I'll play there.
Very cool. All right. So music must run in the family then.
It does. Yes. My dad, my aunts, uncles, they were all in band, you know, for lack of a better word.
Very cool. Well, I understand the traveling around stuff. I'm currently a baseball mom, so I get that. Cool. We're traveling all the time. In fact, we'll be somewhere this weekend. So I definitely understand that. The kids will definitely keep you busy for sure.
That's another level of baseball right there. We tried it, T-ball. We tried T-ball. And I was like, you know what? This is just, I knew about it just coming from Louisiana because it's the same type of baseball culture there. I was like, you know, I'd like something probably a little bit more laid back than the intensity of baseball.
Yeah, it can definitely get intense. So kind of going back to the business, what are maybe some things that you think people may misunderstand about ScreenMobile or some things that you maybe would like to share that people don't know about your business?
Yeah, great question. So I would say a couple things. Number one, you know, no job is too big or too small. A lot of people will see a screening company and they're like, hey, why do I need a screening company to just rescreen or get a new frame for one window when I can go to, you know, a mom and pop shop? I call them, you know, a single owner operator handyman to get it done or even take it to a local convenience store. And, you know, the reason being is because this is what we're trained to do and this is the only thing we do. And so that's a single misconception there. Another misconception that we get, or a myth, is that some customers will get screen enclosures for the sole purpose of keeping out the lizards and frogs. And lizards and frogs, like palmetto bugs, they will get into any opening. I mean, even if you seal it, you know, that's what I will tell customers, like, hey, if you're getting a screen enclosure to protect from lizards and frogs, then I don't want to waste your money. But yeah. I will also say you want those lizards and frogs inside those screen enclosures, because if for whatever reason a pesky bug gets inside that screen enclosure, that's what that lizard and that frog is there for.
Okay.
And I will sometimes tell customers that I carry around a couple of lizards and frogs in my pocket. That way I can put it in an enclosure. That way I know that there will be no complaints about any bugs that are left after we're done with the job. So
that's funny. Yeah, we have a screen enclosure and we definitely get lizards and frogs and all of it. So yeah, no keeping those little guys out.
No, but for sure. But you know what? They do keep out all those things that bite. So they keep out the yellow flies, keeps out the mosquitoes, keeps out the no-see-ums. And hey, if you want, and keep out the you know, the UV rays with solar screen.
I had not really thought about that when you first mentioned the frogs and lizards. I kind of laughed, but I hadn't really thought about the fact that they're feeding on all the bugs and stuff that are also trying to get in. So that's a good point.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't freak out next time I see a lizard in my screen.
Yeah, he's your friend.
Yes, yes. So tell me a little bit about, with your business and your background in military and things like that, have you had any challenges or any lessons that you feel like you learned along the way that have really helped you to be successful in this business?
That's a good question. You know, coming from a military background, you face all kinds of challenges that maybe the average person doesn't face. You're exposed to a lot of things, especially in the Navy from an international perspective. I was an officer in the Navy, so I got the privilege of leading all types of men and women from all types of backgrounds all over the world. But I would say, and of course that allows me to be successful and has contributed to it, but you know, the challenge that I think that I've had that has most allowed me to be successful, you know, has really been a year ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and that gives you a perspective of being able to have a certain empathy and understanding with everyone, your customers, your employees, that even though I have all this experience from leadership in the Navy, you know, that diagnosis and just living with the disease and fighting the disease every day has allowed me to take it to another level. And I think that, you know, it, as weird as it sounds, I think that's allowed me to be able to impart to my guys and even have my guys understand to an extent the importance of customer service and the importance of, hey, you know, we have customers that are paying their hard-earned money for work that we're going to do. And we, our workmanship is better than anyone else's. I'll put it up against anyone else in a minute. But, you know, every once in a while, you know, you'll have someone who wants something that doesn't make sense to you as one of my workers per se. And, you know, I try to get them to understand this, that, hey, it may not make sense, but it makes sense to the customer. And the customer is who we are here to please. And I think you can tell from the reviews that we get on Google, reviews that we have on Facebook, you know, we have 5-star reviews, over 200 so far, that that pride and professionalism, I think, translates from me to the workers, to my techs, and the our customers reap the benefits from that.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. Dealing with the general public is hard sometimes.
Yes.
And customer service can be hard sometimes. It can be sometimes difficult to want to do the right thing or say the right thing because, you know, sometimes the way they approach you may not be the kind, like they say, everybody's dealing with things that we have no idea about. So be kind to everybody.
Exactly.
And so I can see how that definitely that perspective probably has changed a lot of how you deal with people on a regular basis. And then, like you said, and also kind of rubbing that off on your team. So,
Yeah.
Indeed. Thank you so much for sharing. So what else would you like people to know about ScreenMobile of Destin? Anything that we haven't talked about so far that you just think would be worth sharing?
Well, you know, I would say, honestly, we're now doing pool enclosures. I think that's the one thing. Recently, we just started doing pool enclosures. And we also just started doing, it doesn't have to be a pool enclosure. We also do what are called paneled roof enclosures as well. Whereas for the first couple of years that we were in business, we didn't do those.
And what are those exactly?
So the panel roofs are just basically, say you have a pad and you want to cover it and enclose it as a patio. We've got a couple of different options. You can hire a general contractor and have it enclosed with an actual roof, like a shingled roof or even a corrugated tin roof. And then, you know, have wooden posts and, you know, the works. Or you can call us and we can enclose it with what are called insulated panels for the roof with a gutter system. And you can either screen that in or you can do what's called a four-season room, which has paneled vinyl covered sashes that will, once you remove those, you can have the opportunity to turn it into a screen patio, or once the sashes are installed, it can be what's called a four-season room, which means you can actually heat and cool that room year-round.
Okay. Okay. I hadn't heard that term before, so thank you for explaining that. Yeah, I've seen those. I didn't know that's what they were called, but I have definitely seen those.
I think in Florida, they might call it two-season because you have a hot and a cold. And so,
yeah,
you know,
sounds about right. I could see that. Maybe that is what they call them. So what does the process look like for you guys? I'm sure, you know, beyond just, you know, this is my back porch, can you screen it in? I'm sure there's some design and consulting that kind of goes along with it. So tell us what the process looks like.
Sure. And I'm glad you asked. So if a person is interested in having any kind of screens done on their home or any type of shading product, they can give us a call here at the office, 850-842-5588, or they can go to our website at screenmobile.com and they can fill out an online request. And so when they fill out the online request, we'll mark them down for a free estimate, and then we'll, you know, go out to their home, wherever it may be, and talk with them about what they need. If they're not home, it's all right, as long as we've got access to their backyard or wherever it is they want to do the construction. We can call them while they're there and talk it through. And then from there, we provide a quote. And we're pretty good, unless it's a pool enclosure. Pool enclosures take a little bit long just because of the sketch-ups and things that we do for that. But if it's just, you know, an enclosure or a window thing, we will then get them a quote within 24 to 48 hours. So we're very fast with our turnaround as far as getting them a quote. And then if they're interested from there, they pay a deposit for most jobs. Some jobs don't require a deposit. And then we schedule them and go down out. During the slow season, we're usually booked a couple weeks out. During the heavy season, we can be booked anywhere up to 3 months out, depending on how many crews we have running.
Okay. I feel like sometimes people need just a little bit of, you know, a little bit of help with ideas and things like that. They know they want something, or at least that's how I am. I know I want something, but I'm not exactly sure what I need, you know, what that's going to look like. So,
yeah. So if customers have that question, or like what you said, you're not really sure, you know, you need something, I would just steer them to our website, you know, at screenmobile.com. And there are all kinds of drop-down menus that show all the different types of products, all the different types of applications you could use. As a matter of fact, there's even, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm not mistaken is because sometimes they change where the page is, but there's a page on there where it shows a picture of a house, and there are little dots like for the patio, the pool, windows, the roof. And if you click on it, it'll give you ideas as far as, hey, these are things that we can do on your roof. These are things that we can do on your patio. These are things that we can do on your pool. So to kind of help you say, oh, you know what? That's really kind of what I need. Or I didn't know that this was an actual product. Let me call Screenmobile about this.
Sure. Very nice. Okay. So you gave us your phone number, and then the best place to reach you outside of giving you a call would just be, you said, screenmobile.com. And I imagine they can put in their zip code or whatever, and it'll get them to the closest location, which would be you, yep. See your gallery and all that. So any other, do you guys have a social media page that they could follow as well?
We do. And thanks for reminding me about that. Yes, we're on Facebook as well as Instagram, also on Yelp, but they can follow us on, and all of those are obviously Screenmobile Destin or at Screenmobile Destin. Okay. And on those pages, not only can they reach out to us through those pages, but they can also see just a stream of product of things that we've done, of jobs that we've done, including videos, testimonials, and just different versions of all the products we have.
Yeah, and that's really nice too, because then they can probably see things that are more customary in this area and things that really apply to how we live here. So
exactly. And all the pictures actually even say what town or city, you know, whether it be Crestview, Port St. Joe, Inlet Beach, Santa Rosa Beach, you know, it has all that information on there.
Okay, perfect. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I know I've visited with you before, but it's been quite some time, but I definitely still learned some things today for sure. So hopefully our listeners did too.
Laura, it's been our pleasure. Thank you very much for having us on. And, you know, hopefully some listeners can take something away from this. So hopefully it helps somebody. And that's, you know, honestly, that's really my goal, is just to be able to help somebody. And if I can do that, then hey, I'm happy.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, hopefully I'm able to help you in some way with this podcast. So again, thank you for being here, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. Me too.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.